This is Stephen Adams.
And this is Kevin Durant. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're Kevin Durant, mate. Wow. Good to see you. Different complexion.
Let's do it again. This is Stephen Adams. And I'm in his cantor.
What? No, I'm Stephen Adams.
What is that?
You're listening to the Down to Earth podcast.
Down to Dunk.
Oh, Down to Dunk.
Down to Dunk.
This is Stephen Adams. Introduce yourself, mate.
This is Stephen Adams, and I'm Ennis Cantor.
And you're listening to the Down to Dunk podcast.
Pongcast.
Pongcast.
Stay tuned.
Good morning and welcome to episode 301 of the Down to Dunk podcast. Things are seem a little different today. We don't have access to our recorded drops, so we've decided to do them all at my house.
Not true.
Live.
That was we remixed it.
We remixed.
Yeah, we remixed it.
Remixed it live and in person. And I'm glad my roommate's not here because he would
speaking
not
of
with me anymore.
Hey, Andrew's computer died.
It's dead.
It's dead.
And down with it.
With our drops
and all of our
and all the things
and all of his things.
Yep.
So what'd you guys think about it? Let us know. Let us know what you thought about that.
Yeah, we may do it all the time.
Maybe that's just what we do.
So the Thunder lost two games this week, and yes, they looked really awful
for 90% of them.
Yeah. Probably the two worst games of the season.
Yeah.
Just because they got killed.
They need
Victor Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo. Really, that'd in another player probably still, but I mean, I said this on Twitter, and I think it's, and I think you followed it up on some stuff too, but like, nobody, like, if you're surprised that the Thunder's roster has flaws, you haven't been paying attention to this team.
Right.
Like, that doesn't mean they're awful. Like, they're way worse without their second-best player. Like, obviously, Victor Oladipo is a huge part of the way this team goes, and when he's not playing, it changes this team.
Yeah.
And if you're surprised all of a sudden, and now you want them to make a move, like, where have you been? Because they've obviously had issues for the entire season. They have no shooting. No shooting.
No shooting. Well, the biggest thing to me is they have no shot creation outside of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Like, none. Anthony Morrow tries to, but he's been so bad when he's been pump faking and then taking those, like, five dribbles. Those five dribbles have turned into 10. And then he doesn't have anywhere to go. He gets into the paint.
He can't elevate. He's can't, yeah.
He's not quick enough. He's not athletic enough. Jeremy Grant is like a really old school wind up toy that has one move. Like, he winds up at the 3-point line and then he does his one move and it never works. And then the other team gets the ball back. I mean, when the second unit is in, it's really bad.
And I think so. Some of it, Donovan didn't make the greatest adjustment right out the gate. Like, that starting lineup with Grant, Robertson, Sabonis, and Adams is terrible.
He was zigging while everyone was zagging.
That's four guys that can't do anything.
The whole league was going toward, let's make sure that everyone can shoot and pass. And then Donovan said, let's make sure that no one can shoot and pass.
I mean, Sabonis is the only person on that team that shoots a good percentage from three-point line.
Yeah.
On that squad.
And he's still hesitant, and he's a rookie.
Yeah. And so second half against the Trailblazers, he came out with a lineup of Nick Collison at the four. And then moving Morrow to the starting lineup. And to be honest with you, like, it looked more normal.
It worked.
It worked way better. And they cut the lead down a little bit. And their bench, what really happens when Victor's out is, and even campaign, even though he hasn't played, you know, but you look at that second unit, and that's where they really, really tank.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's awful.
Because Christian, he's basically a role-playing defensive guard.
He did have his greatest
that half court heave.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing he'll ever do for the rest of his career that will be as cool as that. So.
But there's guys who are probably playing a little too much anyway, even when Victor Oladipo's on the court. And now that he's off and you have to fill 35 minutes with those guys, it's like, oh no. They get even more minutes.
Did you see Rudy Gobert ruin Kyle Singler's already dead career? whenever he went across the lane to shoot like this jump hook, and Rudy Gobert just he saw it from like a mile away and just swatted it.
Gobert is so tall and so long
and really good.
He doesn't have to jump.
He is really good.
He is really good.
He changes the thing. He's good defensively. His offensive game is nothing, which is not what he's there for. He doesn't need to shoot or do anything, but he alters. And some of it I get frustrated because if you're going to get blocked, get blocked. Go to the rim, though. But he alters shots like crazy.
Yeah. People try to go around him and do weird like swoop layups and stuff. Yeah.
But a good shot blocker, you've got to go at him. And that's what people don't understand, right? Like, and Adams did that a few times. And
Cantor did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cantor did it a lot, actually.
Yeah. Gosh, him in Utah, that's such a weird hatred. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It makes me, like, I start getting all my, like, Papa Bear defensiveness, you know, against the Jazz. And it's like, screw you guys. Jazz got to have a good roster, man.
They're good.
They do have a good roster.
They have a good roster. And they can get Diaw to play relatively well and get good minutes. Favors is getting healthy. And George Hill wasn't even there. Yeah. You know, but even Shelvin Mack, that's a great addition.
He was good. He was on the team last year.
Shelvin Mack, back at it again.
He came out halfway through the season. Was he there all year last year?
He was traded there.
Anyway, he's a good piece on that team.
Joe
Johnson wasn't tremendous in that team in that game, but he's a good piece. And then what's the white guy that shoots threes?
Joe Ingles.
Joe Ingles is a good.
He's good.
He's good.
So they just kind of put together some really good peripheral pieces.
Joe Ingles waived by the Clippers like 3 years ago. It'd be nice to have somebody like that on the Clippers.
Yeah. Well, this is also the team that just threw away Jared Dudley. For nothing at all.
They actually traded away a first-round pick with him to get rid of him.
Oh, so they threw away a diamond ring with him.
Yeah, Doc Rivers shouldn't be a GM. So, but, you know, the Thunder, they have a pretty good break here. They played on, Wednesday night? No, yeah, Wednesday night against the Jazz. Don't play again until tomorrow, Saturday at 4, which is a really random game time. And then they play again, I think, on, is it a Saturday, Sunday, or they play again maybe Monday? And so they have a little bit of rest, and your hope is that Victor Oladipo can get back tomorrow. I don't think he'll be back tomorrow. He was at the Children's Hospital yesterday singing to some kids, and he'll
be kind of tired from
that. He still had his wrist brace on. And so that, you know, who knows? And then Brian Davis, which I'm assuming was speaking out of ignorance, said that campaign is a few days from coming back to this team too, and so we'll see.
A few days to Brian Davis might be different than a few days to regular humans.
February, because he's omnipotent.
hopefully, he comes back soon, though. They need him badly.
They do. They need Samaj Christian not to be on the team.
Yeah, he's not very good. He's had some good games, but overall, like he is a third guard.
I'm not mad and let down that he's not being. Man, he should be better. Like
third point
guard.
He
is what he is.
Yeah,
you know. So that's why I sent that Ricky Rubio trade.
I know.
Ricky Rubio.
Have you noticed how high Christian dribbles the ball? He dribbles it like at his shoulder.
He's not a great ball handler.
He's not, and they pressure him,
and he's not a good shooter.
Can't do anything with it,
and he's not really good at finishing
or facilitating.
So basically, your top four point guard preferences, he's not good at, but he is a pretty decent. What is wrong with me?
He's like Patrick.
I may be having a stroke.
He's like Patrick Beverley. If Patrick Beverley sucked.
Hey guys, I have a question. Out of this weird, not great week, who deserves to be bought in a coop?
I think it's Steven Adams. Adams has finally started looking like himself again. His touch is back. He's able to finish dunks. His little hook shot is there.
He's shooting free throw. He shot at free throws relatively well too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the 70s now. He needs to. He needs more touches, I think. But it's also hard to get him touches whenever there is literally Dang it! I had this and I just lost it. He has no space because he has two power forwards playing shooting guard and small forward.
Maybe there's
on the perimeter
poisoning happening right
maybe,
now.
Maybe
carbon monoxide detectors.
But there are basically three power forwards along with Russ and Steven Adams playing with him, and that doesn't create a lot of good space unless you have like they're not like all Paul Millsap. They're all like not good shooters.
Yeah.
So there's no space for him to create. But I would love to see him get more touches. When Oladipo comes back and maybe when they make a trade for a wing, I just think that he needs the ball a little bit more.
What's your estimate on time frame for a move?
Also, what's your deal?
Also, well, also, what beer would you like to see him drink?
Let's start with that question.
Which, mine? What's your deal?
What's your deal? What?
We've talked about this before.
What beer does Stephen Adams deserve?
What's
the new bottle? Is it the...
That's what I'm on.
What's the stout? I'm Imperial Stout?
Yeah, they did an Imperial Stout that's bourbon barrel.
Yeah.
That's Stephen Adams.
You can only find it in limited quantities across the city. So, like, follow Coop on Twitter, and they're tweeting out locations of where it's at. So
it's like a scavenger hunt.
So, because, like, he's Imperial, one.
Yeah.
He's Stout, two. And he comes in limited quantity.
Yeah, there's not.
There's one of them.
There's one of Stephen Adams. There's more than one.
Okay, I'm down. I'm so with it's this.
Their,
I agree.
It's their Territorial Reserve Empire Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout. So
Territorial Reserve
Adams deserves that.
It's a great bottle too.
Is it?
Like that? Just looks a great design.
Oh,
okay, Andrew. Second question. What's your deal?
My deal. My computer broke, and I'm really tired because we saw Rogue One last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rogue One.
Okay, quick, now, quick third, review. Third question, whatever Jay's was. I don't remember. Do any questions?
So we keep talking about this inevitable trade that the Thunder make, which surely Sam Presti, who's far more intelligent than we are and knows basketball way more than we are, knows this team way more than
Doubt
we
it.
Do, understands that this team has a glaring need.
Oh, yeah.
My assumption is that he's kind of constantly making, just kind of feeling, testing the waters, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
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 And so,
oh, yeah.
What do you think? Give me a time frame. You think it happens in December? Like, I saw something yesterday that was like only two trades have happened before, because most trades start happening in January, right?
Yeah. It's unlikely anything gets done in like the next few weeks. I think that they want to see campaign. I think they want to see the impact that he makes on this
and
team.
And so do other people that would probably trade for him.
Yeah. They want to see if he's healthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, they may hold on to the trade deadline. This is a transition year. They all know that. They're not like looking to like plug a hole as fast as they can right now. They want to see what they have in these guys. They want to see Jerami Grant get more minutes at the wing and just make for sure that this guy is like not
a power
like,
forward.
Yeah. They want to do a lot of things like that. They want to see what campaign looks like at the second unit. So I don't know. I think that something will happen, but it may not be till February.
The other part of that is to remember that they're still 15-11, which isn't tremendous, but it's good. They're still in the play, like top 4 or 5 in the West.
Oh, yeah.
And if they didn't get hurt, they would have. I mean, I think they split those games if they didn't get hurt. Maybe not. Portland was on fire.
They were.
By the way, Alan Crabb is a weird looking dude.
Yeah,
his face is in the middle of his head.
Where's a crab's face in the middle of its body?
Yeah, the ears. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just, I mean, the like, hair.
There's
the
a
hair
lot of
choice
space between his eyes and his ears. It feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's anyway. A lot of skin there.
A lot of skin there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That
oh
is- yeah. Officially the last oh yeahs from this podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
All right, guys. There's a Twitter question that is also our top 5 power ranking.
Top 5 power rankings!
Boo, 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 boo.
Top 5 power rankings!
Boo, boo, boo.
Top 5 power rankings! Down to the podcast, top 5 power rankings!
All right, guys. Our so Jay, top 5 power ranking.
Jay can't breathe. He's laughing so hard.
Come from Steven's little Jenkins, who wants to know our top 5 power rankings of.
This is so weird that you're just trying to be so normal right now.
Top 5 power rankings of the most hated NBA people. Including players, owners, coaches, and mascots.
That really tickled Jay. I haven't seen Jay this tickled in a long time.
I think Draymond Green has got to be at the top of that list.
Draymond
right now.
Green's number one.
I think Mark Cuban is also toward the top of this list right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, let's
Cubs.
We got to put the Bay Area writers up there too.
Oh yeah,
they count.
Group
oh
all,
yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Group all the Bay Area writers together,
dude. Like,
because they. Kill me.
The defense of the Draymond Green kicking is
oh my
beyond
gosh.
Me.
It's unbelievable.
I don't understand. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get why it's so important to them that...
Despite 99% of people saying, like, actually, you're wrong about this, they think they're right.
Do you know what physics is?
Physics.
Physics, ever heard of it?
Yeah.
So they're up there. Cuban's up there.
I like cubes.
Yeah, but Cuban sucks. I like cubes on Shark Tank. I don't like cubes in the NBA world.
Okay, fine.
Because
he says that Russ is not a superstar, which I don't want to even talk about because it's so stupid. It's not even worth talking about.
He also is an incredibly average to below average general manager.
Yeah.
But he's not a general manager, though.
Or doesn't he make? Is he not the one that makes personnel decision?
No. That's Donnie Nelson.
Oh, God. Well, he's awful.
Well, Cuban does. I mean, he does have a huge say in it.
He does. He's a part of everything, but he's not their GM.
Okay. They haven't had. I mean, they basically lucked into that one team that ran the table.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Sorry, everyone.
This is my favorite podcast we've ever done. I literally, Luke, it was unnecessary to scream the whole time, but I sure do appreciate it.
That's the only way I can get the notes required for the top power ranking songs.
I mean, people listen to this while driving and literally swerve off the road.
It's going to scare them so bad.
Hey, guys, if you're driving, beware. The bridge is ice before the roads.
Thank you.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So we have Draymond Green, Bay Area Riders. We have Mark Cuban. And then Patrick Beverley is still on my list.
Yeah.
And then Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson's above Pat Beverley to me. I liked Pat Beverley last time they played. He was
cool. I know.
He was fine. He wasn't annoying.
It's just history, man. It's just been a long time.
And he ruined this.
That's why he's above Reggie.
I get that.
And Reggie didn't. I mean, Reggie was just being a butthole.
Do you think Patrick Beverley is in Russ's head?
No.
Wait
till you see
about
him
it.
Play next time.
I think in a way he is because whenever Russ sees him, he's like, "I'm going to kill this
guy."
Yes,
that's
what. And then Patrick Beverley can stop him because he's probably one of the best perimeter.
And then when he makes
a
steal or like you know when he forced Russ to take that terrible jumper. Out by the three-point line, and it was so bad.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, you know, clapping and doing all this stuff. I think that gets in Russ's head.
Yeah. Billy Donovan,
I think it makes him really mad.
Billy Donovan probably said, we're going to run a pick-and-roll with Steven Adams and Russell Westbrook, and then Russell Westbrook looked at him and said, no, one-on-one, me and Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they went out there.
Yeah.
What's funny, though, like, so we trashed this team. They're one play away from beating the Rockets.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this team is not bad.
They're not as bad as they showed.
People panic, man. It's like this ebb and flow of panic. They beat Boston, and they almost beat the Rockets, and everybody's like, hey, this team, you know, it's not bad. And nobody ever said this team was going to be top three.
They're six or seven seed.
Yes. I think they're higher than that. I'd say they're the five seed, but that's fine. Like, I think they're as good as the Grizzlies can be. But I guess you still have the Jazz, the Rockets.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I think the Clippers are trash. So
I mean, Golden State, San Antonio,
Rockets,
Clippers. Houston, Clippers. That's four. Probably Jazz five.
What's crazy out of
Thunder,
those teams?
Six or seven,
I'd pick.
Right?
You're right. Looking at the teams, you're correct. I think teams I would take over the Clippers out of that group: Rockets and the Jazz.
Wow.
I want to talk about Memphis seriously though, because it's really surprising how good they've been.
Yeah.
Is this a start of the season thing? Do you see this going throughout the season?
They can't sustain it if they can't get Mike Conley back. But if they get Mike Conley back, then they'll be all right. I think they can do a lot of what they've been doing. But if Mike Conley is not all right, then there's just no way they can sustain it.
When is he supposed to be back?
They said, I mean, there's a report that he's coming back very soon, like this weekend.
Yeah, they released Tony Douglas in order to bring back some guys that were injured, including possibly Mike
Tony Doug?
Oh, Tony Douglas. Tony Douglas used to make me moist when I watch a show.
What?
Only man. Only man.
Wait, what'd you just say?
What is going to get where that's from?
I don't care.
What'd you say?
That's the grandma from Nutty Professor.
Tony.
Talking about Mike Douglas.
Mike Douglas.
Mike Douglas. We're not going to re-say it. I want you to listen to it.
Thought that's what I heard you say.
That's what I think about when... Tony Douglas. Oh, said, Tony Douglas.
Say it again?
No.
Nope. Hey, guys, another people for the top five power rankings. I hate Storm Chasers. They're still there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, still there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's got you to think about how much we say, oh, yeah, seriously, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, well, yeah. Let's move on to our Twitter questions.
Twitter questions!
I'm not going to be able really to edit this, so I'm not really sure how this is going to sound.
Terrible.
It's going to be terrible.
Our first Twitter question comes from at Cole Mundo, who wants to know, is Mr. Westbrook a lock to be starting PG at All-Star Game?
You know, I think it's one of the things that's been under-talked about. He's going to be starting the All-Star Game next to Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. I mean, I guess...
Well, Steph, I mean, James Harden will be a starting guard. I don't know that Steph Curry's going to be a starting guard.
Yes, he will. He'll get voted in. He's so popular... It's just vote for starters.
Is it front court, backcourt?
Yes, it's three backcourt, two front court.
I just wonder, James Harden.
What will kill me is when Kevin Durant doesn't get voted in.
Russ, Steph, James Harden.
Isn't it?
You don't have to. It's just three backcourt, two front court.
Yeah, maybe so.
So you think Russ, Steph,
who else?
James?
Who else in the West?
Clay. DeAndre.
Clay won't get votes, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Those are the three. Those are the three, though.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Harden, Steph.
Russ.
Do you think Draymond makes it?
He's not going to start.
He's not going to get voted in.
So DeAndre.
Probably Anthony Davis. Don't you think?
I think... Is there a chance that Kevin Durant might get Kevin Durant not starting?
Does he get voted in as a starter?
Well, I don't know.
He didn't get voted in last year, did he?
That's a good question that I can't remember right now.
I'm pretty sure he did. I think he did.
I would say Westbrook is a lock.
Westbrook's a lock for vote, fan vote.
I'm on it.
Lock it up. Throw away the key.
Oh, yeah.
I just been thinking of like Carl Anthony Towns or...
Towns has been disappointing.
Yeah, Durant started. My bad.
Yeah.
I think it's Durant and Blake that get the fan vote.
What about Kawhi Leonard? What about... He was a starter last year. Your starters last year were Russ, Steph Curry, Kawhi, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
So Kobe's done. You have to think
about the storylines. Like, what are the big storylines of the season?
I just didn't know if enough people don't like him or they're not going to vote him, right?
Yeah.
Harden's in. Russ is in. Steph's in.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Anthony Davis is in.
So on the team or starting?
Maybe starting. I mean,
he's been really
phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah.
He's been really good. I think that he has a chance over Blake.
But does he have enough of the popular vote? Yeah. I just don't think he's as popular. Like, that's the people that get voted in.
But we're over whatever it is. Russell Westbrook is going to have to go.
I guess that's the only question.
Hang out with these people who he does not like.
He'll be very pissed.
Do you think he'll even do it?
Yeah, he'll do it.
He'll do it
because it'll be like, F it. Why would I not do it?
He just won't talk to anybody.
He'll be like, I don't care.
He just won't talk to...
Or you think this will be the bury the hatchet moment?
No.
He'll hang out with Harden, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hugged it out after that Houston game.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin Durant has done to me. I'm like, I like Harden.
Oh, he's softening your heart.
What's crazy... This is not fun, this is awful, and this is probably more placed for a myth than peeved. It's not my favorite thing this season that the top three MVP candidates are all three people that played or play for the Thunder.
Yeah.
Not my favorite thing I've ever experienced.
It's not the greatest thing.
Oh, that is sad. Let's move on to our next.
It could be awful. We could be fans of the Charlotte Hornets or the Orlando Magic. And we'd have no candidates.
But if we were fans of Orlando Magic, we'd probably live in Orlando and go to Disney World all the time.
So all the time, because you get in for free if you live there, I think.
Yeah, it's part of your taxes.
Really?
No.
Well, really?
That would be cool.
Oh, no.
All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at the Alistair Hogg, who wants to know, should Nick be playing more with the second unit to help ball movement, especially while Cam and Vic are out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just want a guy who has, like, experience and basketball IQ on the floor, especially with that second unit.
You replace LaVern with him?
Yeah, why not?
Or him with LaVern?
Well, I think there's just, with Victor out, just stop playing Kyle Singler and just play really big.
Yeah, play Nick at the point guard. Just take Kristen out. I don't know. Yeah, okay. He needs to play more. I mean, it's clear that he does.
I wouldn't be surprised if that starting second half unit is the starting squad tomorrow.
I would.
Who was it?
Grant. Oh, the start. It was just yes. Morrow and Collison instead of Domas. And I don't mind Domas. I think that's fine.
I think they may switch Grant out.
Yeah,
Grant it just makes no Morrow. Sense. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense.
How upset would you be when you come out tomorrow instead of Grant? It's Singler.
I don't know. I mean, theoretically, Singler makes more sense than Jeremy Grant.
Theoretically,
at the three.
Singler so, should be a basketball player.
Realistically, Kyle Singler sucks. Huh?
Oh my God, his play where, I don't know if you remember this, I was so mad. Shot clock, running out, he gets the ball at the perimeter and then just dribbles it out.
End of story, end of play.
Everybody's screaming, like, shot clock!
They might, just like, they may, I don't know.
Dribble, 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 dribble.
I'd be surprised if they did that, but I don't know. Just give it a whirl.
You never know. Life is full of surprises.
Hopefully Vic's back and we don't have to have this conversation, but.
Oh, yeah.
Only time will tell. Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from Drinking a Tree, who wants to know, does Big Baby Davis classify as a big daddy? No, he's a big baby.
Okay, you have to be in the... Do you have to be in the league right now? No, because we've said people are big daddies aren't in the league
right
now.
Yeah, but he can't be a big daddy because Why? He's a big baby.
That's a name.
Yeah. And there's a reason for it.
I say he's a big daddy.
No.
He checks all the boxes.
He does. No, he is a big baby. Let's he checks. Cannot be a big daddy baby.
He's a big baby daddy.
Raise your hand if you think that.
Thick daddy, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, a thick daddy.
That's not what this says.
Oh, they're talking about a big daddy. Okay, I'm thinking thick daddy. We're all thinking thick daddy.
We are thinking thick daddy.
Okay. Speaking of big daddies.
Yeah.
Y'all, Mr. Deeds is a good Adam Sandler movie.
Get out of town.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, I agree.
International House Pancake. That's what he says at the end when they're asking what he wants to do.
He has a Hawaiian punch in the...
Y'all don't know Adam
fountain,
Sandler movie.
Fountain, water fountain.
His feet are hurt and he can hit them. That's all I remember about it because it's a bad movie.
Wait, so you have Mountain Dew or Hawaiian Punch in the
Hawaiian
water fountain?
Punch. Hawaiian Punch. It's not a good movie.
It is.
Let's vote real quick. Is Big Baby a thick
daddy? Sneaky, Mr. Deeds.
Is he a thick daddy? Big Baby, thick daddy.
Yes, he's a thick daddy.
No.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You say no,
hey,
Jay? Why do you say no?
Because he's a big baby!
You want to know why I say no?
Yeah.
So when I think of thick daddy,
yeah,
I think of somebody that's taller. Just like kind of not. Big Baby is like he's
6'9".
He's kind of like a circle, though.
Yeah.
His
that's
body.
Thick.
It's no. thick, but it's not a thick daddy to me. A thick daddy is like more like a rectangle instead of a
like
circle.
A block.
That's right?
Like a block, a man.
I am 100% with Jay on this.
You can't. You said Al Farouq Aminu, so you've literally lost.
Jay doesn't even want you on his train.
He's a big baby. He cannot be a thick
daddy.
He's
just like a. Thick daddy, I'm thinking like Arvidas. Like Arvidas doesn't look anything like Big Baby Davis.
True.
Arvidas is a thick daddy.
I mean, that's true, but a lot of thick daddies don't look like other thick daddies.
Jokic. No, Nurkic.
Yeah.
Nurkic looks nothing like Big Baby's like he's kinda like he's more chubby. He's like a chubby.
He's soft
daddy.
Like a baby.
I'm about to quit the podcast.
He's a thick daddy. He's like such a I don't know. Like he's like a standard thick
Where
daddy.
Is he?
He's very thick.
He's all wherever he's at. He is only getting thicker.
I think he's got his own category. Where is he though? Category? Did he get hurt?
Look are we just going to start making categories?
I mean, that's what we've done our entire career.
This tell me that's not a thick daddy.
No.
And his attitude is very daddy-ish.
No, his attitude is baby-ish.
No.
Yeah, he got the name Big Baby because he's. A big baby.
Because he has a baby face. Thick daddies can have baby faces.
Baby face. Baby body.
Andrew's leaving.
Baby attitude. You know what else? He poops his baby diaper. Okay? So do daddies poop their baby diaper? No, they don't.
Okay? I think if you're a true thick daddy, you can choose how you use the toilet.
Wrong.
Wrong. I mean, yes, I guess, sure. If it means that Andrew doesn't quit the pod,
Big Baby Davis is a thick daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thick daddies can poop their baby diaper now. Great. All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question.
That's what you missed when you were outside.
It comes from at Dr. Faisal, who wants to know, from what we know of the new CBA, what are the impacts for the Thunder?
I'm going
to
lay the mic down during this, because I have no idea.
So they do have a designated veteran clause within the new CBA, which was would have been helpful to the Thunder with the whole Kevin Durant situation, because basically you can offer them a contract extension before their last year of their deal. They have to meet certain criteria, like I think they have to make all NBA teams. No one really knows what the exact criteria is, but it's been speculated that all NBA teams or all-star selections or something like that is going to go into that. So basically what they could have done if this rule is in place with Kevin Durant is offered him a year before his contract expired, say, hey, we will extend you for the next 5 years, and you will get the maximum amount of money that you could make. Before, you couldn't do that. Before, you couldn't extend. You could only extend for 3 years, and it had to be, you had to be underneath the cap, and you still couldn't get paid as much as you could if you went to free agency. So now you can extend over the cap. Even if you're already over the cap, you can keep your guys. So this would have really helped then, but it will still help the Thunder now, because this summer they can go to Russell Westbrook and say, hey,
we will
give you five-year extension. Basically, it'll be like it'll look like a six-year contract.
Is it $30 million a year?
It'll be just straight 35% of whatever the salary cap is, which is another thing, is that they're changing max salaries to just be like a specific number related to the salary cap, so 35%, which is nice. And then,
so does this do anything to hurt, like, this Warriors team? It does nothing to impact
them. I mean, not really. I mean, they've already talked about extending Steph today. So, like, he wouldn't even get to free agency. They've already put, like, a, you know, five-year, $204 million contract. Stop that. You can really hear that. But you can have two designated veterans, which they would just do that to Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, which really sucks. And then they already have those other guys under contract currently. And then, like, if they want to keep the team together whenever those guys' contracts are up, they'll just say, hey, you're going to have to take a little bit less money. And that's how, like, the Spurs stayed together. And, yeah. I mean, I don't see this. The CBA is not going to force the Warriors to break up. It would have to be like one of the Warriors just saying, I want to have a bigger
Klay
role
Thompson
somewhere else.
Saying, I want to go and be the star in Minnesota or whatever.
But none of those guys have given inclination they want to do that. So, unfortunately, the new CBA is not going to break up the Warriors. And it's also going to be really hard to bring in another superstar, especially via free agency. Like Paul George, they're going to do the same thing with Paul George this summer. Say, hey, we'll give you a maximum extension of 5 years, and you can have all the money.
Yeah, it just comes down to a decision of a player wanting to leave an environment.
So, and then,
right? So it's Kevin Durant. The only reason, though, really, not it wasn't the cap that made it to where the Warriors, just because they had access to him, the reason that happened is because Kevin Durant decided he wanted to leave the team. And that's the only way the Thunder are going to get somebody else. If a guy like Paul George says, I can get max money here, I can get good money there, but I'd rather play there.
If he wants to play somewhere else, and that gives the team, if they don't sign the extension, that gives the team a year to trade him.
Yeah. So if the Thunder would have offered the 5 year extension in October of 2015, and he says, no, I want to test free agency, the Thunder make a move in January like the Nuggets did with Melo and go get 17 players.
He declines the Thunder trade, you know,
and they dictate where he goes, not to the Warriors.
Kevin Durant to the Pacers for Paul George and Miles Turner, you know, something like that. Or probably something even better than that. So it is good for teams moving forward. It's going to be hard to like form super teams now unless guys just like want to do it, because like if Boogie has said he kind of likes being in Sacramento, and Sacramento is going to offer him that extension, and he may take it, and he may be in Sacramento forever, and it makes financial sense for him to do that. So when Jimmy Butler's contract comes up, same thing. So most of these guys are probably going to want to stay put, if that's like their financial goal. So other than that, it's going to be very similar to the last CBA. There's no new college rule, but they have talked about that it could change within the life of the CBA, that they could change it to you either can come right out or you have to stay in college for 2 years, which I think would be really beneficial to both leagues, where you can get like the big-time superstars to just go ahead and come to the NBA, and then the other guys get 2 years to develop, and there can actually be like college rivalries again. That would make sense. So, but yeah, it's going to be relatively the same, except for those designated players, in which not a lot of guys will qualify for. Like, probably no one on the Jazz will qualify for it, because none of those guys will probably make All-NBA. Maybe Rudy Gobert will, but he's already signed his contract, so it doesn't matter. It's also good for the Thunder, because, and for like teams like the Jazz and teams like the Bucks, who have signed players already to these to their new deals, like $100 million for Steven Adams and for Giannis and for Gobert, that the new max is bigger. So it's like a straight 35% or whatever it's going to be, and that's going to be way more money. So the Thunder are getting Steven Adams below his market value probably this summer. So,
Well, that's good.
Cool!
Queens! This is 7-year CBA, is that correct?
Yeah, there's like 6 years with like an opt-out in the seventh year.
Okay. And they're, I'm assuming, the more that you want about the CBA, Andrew and Ham will have something.
We'll do something on Wednesday.
Yeah, and
about
and
it.
Really dig into that. Ham has really cut his teeth on the CBA stuff and really
studying.
Knows what he's talking
studying
about.
Studying right now.
Yeah. He's been just in a closet studying for since he started getting details.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to do a BA, CBA, AF pod?
Well, the CBA. Yeah. CBA hadn't come out yet, but they'll ratify it in like a month or something, and then it'll probably be released probably within a month and a half or 2 months or something.
Raticate! Let's move on to our next. That's the name of a Pokemon?
Oh, yeah.
Ratatat?
No, it's
Ratatat, and that's then
the evolution.
Ratatat! Raticate!
Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It is from at Andrew Kesey, who wants to know, why do the Jazz hate Kanter?
Because he trashed them on his way out the door.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Yeah. He asked for it. I mean, in interviews, he talked about how great the Thunder are and how crappy the Jazz are, basically.
That Kevin Durant did, except for even more running his mouth about badly against the other team.
Yeah. And believe that Kanter did do that, because think of what, like, things he's been saying and doing since Kevin Durant left. Like, he's very outspoken. He really doesn't care what he says. If he doesn't like something, you're going to know it. And so he did that to the Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, do we move on to trade calls?
Take that man! Take that man to the trade machine!
Wait, you have to try it again, because it's about to go, take that man to the trade machine!
I can't read it. How's that?
He already played it.
You know you can do it at a normal level.
No, I can't!
Okay. You want to be Sam Presti?
Yeah.
I just have two. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Mitch Kupchuk.
Here. Hi. You're Mitch. You're Rich.
Who is this?
Oh, yeah. This is Sam.
Who's also a Canadian and a rapper.
A Canadian rapper, Sam Presti. We'll trade you Alex Abrines and Samaje Christian for Lou Williams.
You'll trade me that? I'll trade Alex Abrines and Samaje Christian for what? Lou Williams?
Lou Williams. He's got 2 years left on his deal. He's like 30.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be great for the Thunder.
Who's the... So, Samaje and who?
And
Alex Abrines. Abrines. People, I mean, here's the deal. Alex Abrines has not had a good season. He's a rookie shooting guard who has been in America for like no time at all. It's going to take, like, we need to let him develop a little bit before like we just completely throw him out as a player. I thought he'd be better than this, but he's not. Mm-hmm. But I do think that he can develop and be a little bit better.
And Lou Williams is good. Lou Williams is still really good.
He's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Ring, 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 ring. Danny Ainge.
Hello, Danny.
Hey, what's wrong?
I just don't like you, Danny. Let's go. Let's move on with this. What?
You don't like me?
No. I doubt most people like you.
Well, that can't be true.
that can't be true.
We'll trade you Amir Johnson and Marcus Smart for Enes Kanter and Cameron Payne.
No.
Why not? That seems like a pretty good deal for you. Marcus Smart, he's kind of thick daddy.
I don't. Amir Johnson and Marcus Smart for Campaign and Kanter. So, Amir Johnson's hurt a lot of times. He's probably going to be hurt for half the season soon.
Okay.
Campaign is hurt right now, but he's still expected to come back. I mean, that's not supposed to be a big time injury.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be.
You fancy yourself as a defensive minded team. Why don't you just go for it? I don't know, man. That would probably make the Thunder a better defensive team, like, immediately.
Yeah, but still, so now you're still bringing in two more guys who can't shoot, though. Like, Marcus Smart can't shoot. Amir Johnson.
Marcus Smart can like Amir create.
Johnson. Yeah, he can run a pick and roll.
Yeah.
I'd do that in a second, mainly to get rid of Kanter.
Why you hate Kanter? I like Kanter. Kanter's the best Kanter. Player in that trade.
He is an unnecessary thing for this team going forward, in my mind.
But, like, Campaign can create. That's what, like, what? Yeah. Why are you bringing in Marcus Smart? Marcus Campaign Smart, can create and
right,
shoot.
And he shoots. But the fact is I just trust Marcus Smart more in Campaign right now, probably.
Really?
Defensively, he is, I mean, light years better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'd be okay with being wrong on that.
Just don't like, he's so inconsistent offensively.
Yeah, and he can't shoot.
He's not as good of a playmaker as he was against that. Like, he was getting so many driving kicks in that game, and he doesn't usually do that much.
If you altered that trade, there. Like, is there something you would do to alter that trade? You don't want to give Kanter up for those two guys.
Yeah, I just don't think. I just like Kanter and Campaign. I think those two are a better, like, those two are better than Amir Johnson and Marcus
maybe
Smart.
Maybe I'm wrong on this, and I'll gladly probably re-listen to it and be like, I'm an idiot. There's part of me that wonders if you can just follow up Adams with Laverne,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then run Grant actually at the four, and then your backups, your second unit can, you know, because who out there really has a backup center that's going to punish you, right? Yeah, what you need is you need guys that can cover the rim, and you need guys, and that's the stuff Kanter can't do.
Okay, like, I would
just
do
a dinosaur.
Would
man.
You do? And I would Kanter do, and Cameron Payne for Amir Johnson, Jonas Jerebko, and Terry Rozier.
No. Could I do Kanter and Campaign for Avery Bradley?
Yeah, right.
But that's, I mean, I don't know. Terry Rozier's good.
Is he?
I guess.
He's got a 12.
Campaign's way better.
12 PER. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. What would you do? Would you take that trade?
Maybe.
Would you? You'd think about it, though.
I mean, I kind of like getting out from that money. You still have Marcus Smart on 2 years left on his rookie deal.
Yeah.
And Smart can still develop. I don't think that he's like a finished product by any stretch. I don't think that the Celtics do it, though.
No, why would they do that?
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I kind of like they Amir have such as your like backup center, rim protector.
Amir's
guy.
Good. I like Amir Johnson. I think he's good. I don't trust his health. He could fall weird one time and then he's out for 4 months.
Yeah, anyone could, though.
But he especially could. He's this is kind of his history for the last like 4 years.
Leave him alone.
Who knew that this would be the trade that would
tear us apart?
This is going to tear us apart.
It was actually Big Baby Davis that tore us apart earlier. This just
no, because there's that. Your argument is
this is tearing us apart.
Okay, so the last four seasons, Amir Johnson played 79 games last year, 75 the year before, 77 the year before that, 81 before that.
Oh, well, maybe I don't know who Amir Johnson is.
He has never played less than 62 games in a season.
For real?
For real.
Never. Why in my head is he hurt so much?
I don't know. His first two seasons he didn't play. It was just because he wasn't in the rotation in Detroit. But he has since his third year, he's played 62 or more games.
Huh. Well.
Absolutely, I make that trade.
Oh, I do too.
I just think Amir Johnson, like, you can roll him out there against the Warriors, and he can play even the five and do some damage, right? Like,
yeah.
He can guard all five positions at that point, a little bit, or at least better than He's Amir Johnson's good. Nobody is canter offensively, man. He's incredible. Nobody is trying to downplay how good he is offensively at getting offensive rebounds. Like, I get that part of it, man, but he's still so limited defensively that he cannot be played consistently.
Yeah, you can't.
You're paying $17 million to a guy who plays 20 minutes a game.
You can play Amir Johnson against everybody. You can't play Cantor against everybody. And that's just a fact. Not that, I mean,
Boston won't make that trade, but.
No, they wouldn't.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Cool. We spent 15 minutes on that.
It was good, though. That's a good conversation.
Worth every second.
I don't like. I don't like that Marcus Smart can't shoot, though.
I don't like that Marcus Smart can't shoot.
If he could shoot, there would be even. It would be no question that they wouldn't do the trade. They would like actually having him on their team.
Hey, guys, let's move on to our Say What stat of the week.
So what? So what?
So what?
So what?
So what?
Say what?
So what?
No, wait.
Say what?
I can't read stat lips, Jay.
I can't read lips, Jay. Right. Say what? Stat of the week.
That was a rather tame Say What stat of the week drop. I don't think so. If you listen to the actual drop, you actually like go all out.
Say what?
Your last one, especially. Say what?
Stat of the week.
See, so. You do.
I can't read lips, Jay.
I had one that I was going to try to share on a 300th pod, but we didn't do Say What stat of the week. So Chris Paul, I think it was against the Pelicans, and this is, last week, so it was the 11th or 10th, had 20 points.
Yeah.
20 assists.
Yeah.
And zero turnovers.
Yeah.
First player with 20 or more assists and zero turnovers since 1984. That's incredible.
That is incredible.
Point God.
No Blake that game either.
That's why
he could do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they would be so much better off if they got rid of Blake and got like a wing player. I just think so. I mean, they were really good last year when Blake was gone.
Yeah.
And DeAndre could be more of a focal point. And Chris, I mean, I just think if you had, this is way stupid, but if you could get a Paul George on that team.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul George.
But I'm saying, like, even, okay.
Well, give me something more reasonable. They're not trading Blake Griffin for Paul George.
You could do Blake Griffin. I mean, I think Blake Griffin would draw back
to go back to the trade machine?
Take this, man.
Take this, man.
I don't know, man. So I don't. I mean, what do you get for Blake Griffin right now? He's in the last year of his deal. I mean, the Celtics would probably like him.
Melo?
I don't know. I mean, Melo has a no trade clause. Is he?
He'd go to LA.
I don't know if he. I don't know. He likes being in New York.
He's friends with Chris Paul. I'm just saying. Like, I think a Melo on that team makes them immediately better.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Maybe.
Are they in the old Celtics that Doc Rivers used to coach? That is James Posey still out there?
James Posey. Would you do? Blake Griffin and Wes Johnson for Amir Johnson, Avery Bradley, and Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
Are the Clippers actually better without Blake Griffin? Like, Jay Crowder's in three.
I'm not saying a zero, say, trade sum, right? Like, Blake Griffin for nothing. No, they're not.
But with that trade, are the Clippers better?
I watched them play the Warriors, and they're... And I know, maybe nobody can beat the Warriors. I get that. But to at least have a puncher's chance, your roster has no chance of getting there. None.
It's probably every roster.
I don't think so, though.
But hold on.
So. I think the Spurs could make a move, or the Spurs will at least compete. I think the Cavs will compete, if not beat them. Like, there are teams out there that are at least the Jazz. The Jazz are headed in a direction that can compete with the Warriors.
Yeah, in a couple of years... They probably can't.
The Clippers are going nowhere like that.
So if you're playing the Warriors, though, and your team is, let's say, Chris Paul, J.J. Redick, Jay Crowder, Amir Johnson, and DeAndre, is that closer?
You absolutely could muck it up enough. I mean, you may have to win games 95 to...
Or you could do Chris Paul, Avery Bradley, J.J., Jay Crowder, and DeAndre.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that the Clippers, as constructed, they have to make a change in order to take another step. And that's not – I'm not downing Blake Griffin. I think he's a great basketball player, and I think he'll be good if he stays in L.A. He'll be good somewhere else. I'm just thinking if you the Melo thing would make the most sense. I mean, obviously, that doesn't. The Knicks aren't probably going to jump at that. Melo probably isn't going to jump at that. But that would be something that makes sense. Melo's aging, but he could really put this team to the place. I would put them not. I mean, I wouldn't say they'd be a favorite in a series, obviously, but I think that the Clippers going into that series with the Warriors with Melo instead of Blake Griffin would be, I mean, that would be a way better series.
Melo or Blake Griffin and the corpse of Paul Pierce for Carmelo Anthony.
I don't know.
The trade machine says that both teams lose.
Yeah.
So. I'd have such a hard time making that trade if I were the Clippers, though.
And I may be completely wrong and over. Like, the Clippers may come out and play him again and run him off the court.
Yeah.
They just looked. A lot of teams get beat by the Warriors. That's not surprising. Not every team looks completely and utterly overwhelmed when you're supposed to be the three seed. And I get it, the Clippers didn't play well, but guess who else didn't? The entire rest of the Warriors. Durant played like trash, Steph wasn't great, and they trounced them.
The Warriors are really good.
They are, but not every team gets embarrassed by them.
No, I don't know. I don't know that I have a really good answer for you, Jay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Carmelo's only 32% from three this season. 6 rebounds, 2 assists.
That's crazy.
He's high volume. I don't know. I don't know how much better he makes the Clippers.
And I think a lot of my,
better defender than he is.
I think my betting on that is that you can bet that. Melo getting into a better environment
than Derrick Rose and Porzingis. Right.
You could find some. I don't know. I just feel like you could find some more.
Tell me this: why would the
Olympics version of Melo?
Tell me this: why would the 4-seed New York Knicks do that?
Hey, I want you to recognize that they're the 4-seed.
That was going to say what's stat of the week is that the New York Knicks are the 4-seed in the Eastern Conference currently at 14-12.
14-12. Yeah. They were in the 3-seed before they lost last night.
That is so bad.
They're tied for the 3-seed right now. Yeah, I know.
So just recognize who's.
I mean, Boston is going to get better, right? Charlotte is
so
not
going to get Blake Griffin.
They would be better.
Okay, but it's like. This is 3 through 8. 14-12, 14-12, 13-12, 13-12, 14-13. Like, the East is so...
Yeah, you can go from the 3-seed to out of the playoffs.
Yeah. Easily. And there's, like, 2 games between them. Literally 2 games between them.
Atlanta has been so bad lately. That's another trade.
That's a say what?
For
12-13. They started 9-2, and they're 12-13 and currently out of the playoffs. That's crazy. Trade Bays.
Yeah, Bays is a part of it. I don't know if we can get there.
Taylor, you have a say what's that of the week?
Nope.
Hey, I want to take a minute. This may not be the right time, but I wanted to take a minute. So Craig Sager passed away yesterday, battled leukemia for 3 years, and I just wanted to share a story. I went and saw the Thunder play the Magic when Dwight Howard was still with the Magic, so however long ago that was, 5 years? And Craig Sager was there. It was a TNT game. And Craig Sager, I was sitting in the lower bowl. I got the tickets from somebody and sitting in the lower bowl. And Craig Sager came out of the tunnel. And he was dressed, you know, ridiculously. But he wasn't dressed ridiculously enough. And so I yelled. I never do this. And I yelled at Craig Sager. And I was like, Craig, where's the outfit? And he stopped. And I'm probably 30 rows up. And he stopped. And he turned and looked at me, and he smiled, and he kind of did this thing where he held his arms out, and he looked around, and he kind of turned around and kind of showed off his outfit. Mm. And the smile gave me a thumbs up and kept walking on, man.
It's awesome.
Dang. I was just like, my wife was with me, and so yesterday when she found out he died, she came home, and she was like, that guy. Like,
that man you screamed at.
Yeah, basically, that guy you screamed at, man. And here's the truth, and like I said, this is weird for our podcast, but you hope, like... All of us could hope that at the end of our lives that people will celebrate us the way that we are celebrating Craig Sager. Like, the dude changed the world.
He did.
Right? And so to have a guy like that who has done what he did, to die too early but to live a life so full that so many people recognize his greatness and his goodness beyond his own fame, but just the fact that he made life better for everybody else, that's a big deal, man. And this, the sports world...
the whole sports world is reeling today, and so I felt like it'd be worth us at least mentioning how important he was to sports, to basketball, to NBA in general.
Yeah, he made basketball fun. He made those sideline reporting. He made sideline reporting fun. Usually, it's not like something that you really tune into, but you like hang on his every word whenever he's like interviewing Popovich or something like that. I mean, it's he was an incredible asset to the NBA, and it is sad to see him go. But he made basketball fun. He lived life to its fullest. During chemotherapy, he was still working. Like, no one does that, you know? I mean, he's an incredible fighter, just a great ambassador for the league. Sad to see him go.
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, the role he was in the whole time, too. Like, he's just a sideline reporter. And how big of a star he is, you know what I mean? Like, his personality and who he has extended so far beyond what he was doing that, yeah, you're right. I mean, he changed how you... I can name one other sideline reporter, and it's just David Aldridge when he does it. I don't know anyone else who does sideline reporting, but you know Craig Sager. Even if you're like a, you know, not a huge NBA fan, you know who he is.
Everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, incredible.
Hey, guys. Are you miffed? And are you peeved?
I got a quick Blake Griffin trade update.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh! Hold the presses. Stop the presses.
Hold the presses.
Hold the presses.
Stop the presses.
Make them stop.
Blake Griffin, Wes Johnson, and Paul Pierce to Atlanta for Paul Millsap, Kyle Korver, and Tavo Sepulosha.
To me, that doesn't fix the thing that you're talking about, Jay. Like the fit issue. Because you're just...
Paul Millsap's a better defender than Blake is.
Yeah.
And can stretch probably better.
He can shoot a little bit better. You also add yourself two competent wings.
Yeah.
That the Clippers are very much lacking.
Yeah.
I don't think the Hawks do that. Maybe they would.
I think they would do it right now.
You got Blake. Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Hawks, I say, yeah. Heck yeah, let's do that. He didn't stay, though. He probably didn't stay in Atlanta.
No. And I don't think the Clippers, I think they try to be so entertaining, right? Which is part of the NBA gig anyway, that they probably wouldn't do that either. Because it does make them better, but they don't have the Blake show.
No.
What do? Play Kyle at three?
Probably start Tabo. And then bring Kyle off the bench to, you just always have a lights out shooter with either him or JJ Redick.
Right.
Man, that'd be a pretty good squad.
Yeah.
Paul Millsap.
Paul Millsap is freaking good.
It's hard for me to see the Clippers being better from
nobody's getting rebounds with Paul Millsap and DeAndre.
No. Millsap's good. I don't know. He's underrated for sure. Blake's better. Blake is way better.
We're forgetting how freaking good Blake is and like how dynamic he can make the Clippers.
My issue is not that.
It's a fit with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
It's the whole combination and then what you're trying to be.
Yeah.
And I get the fact that maybe the Warriors are that untouchable. Like, that may be the fact.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a fun 5 years of watching the you know, which
brings I'd like to see what Cleveland can do against them.
Yeah. Smash them.
We'll see.
LeBron embarrasses Kevin Durant, and he always has.
Are you miffed and pleased?
Hey, guys. Are you miffed? And are you peeved? Is there a drop for this?
Yeah.
Miffed and peeved.
Are you miffed and peeved?
You can tell who has to listen to all the drops.
Yeah.
Constantly.
All the time.
Man, it's Christmas. Luke,
is there a drop?
Is there a drop?
Oh, my gosh.
You're not pit. You're not miffed because it's Christmas? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Christmas miffs me the heck off.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, your favorite holidays are Halloween and 4th of July, right. so you cannot talk about this.
No, 4th of July is not one of my favorites.
What? You argued for it for...
No.
What are you talking about?
Your favorite holiday is Halloween, and your favorite sport is the Olympics.
Hell yes.
Oh, man.
Al Farouk Aminu's a thick daddy.
That's my life.
I was super miffed about my computer breaking, but then I was very GNB'd when I basically found somebody that can help me get all my memory off it for little to no cost, and then I was gifted a computer.
Were you really?
Insane.
Yeah.
Oh, it's GNB'd if I've ever heard it.
Yeah, super GNB. I could not be more GNB.
Can you tell who gifted you, or is that off the pod information?
Oh. It's somebody who doesn't listen to the pod. I would give them a huge shout out if they listen, but they don't listen or even know that this exists. So,
was it Amy's dad? Since you did give him a kidney,
No. Thanks for listening to our podcast.